It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today we're going to have our school district update. We're going to talk with Principal Wendy Flucky from Castle Heights Elementary. Always a lot of great things going on at Castle Heights. It is School Counselor Week. We're going to talk about some of the events that they have wrapped up around that. Of course, we have to talk about some mid-year testing that just got out of the way. And we've got to talk archery if we're going to be talking about Castle Heights. So we'll talk about that and a few other things. Principal Flucky, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, good morning, Dave, and I'm happy to join you.
So let's start off like I always do when I talk to administrators at schools. How are things going at Castle Heights right now?
You know, things are going really well. We've hit it hard since coming back from Christmas, and we've had our mid-year assessments, so that is able to guide our direction of our instruction and our interventions.
And you said that, so your mid-year testing's out of the way, probably another couple of months before end of year testing, so it's really just kind of maybe business as usual at Castle Heights right now?
It is, yes. We are just hitting the books hard and just really working on teaching and learning.
All right, so let's talk about one thing we need to discuss, and you made a mention of it because the kids were pretty excited. The weather has finally, you know, turned a little bit, and we can have recess outside. It's got to be tough on those kids being cooped up when they have recess, isn't it?
Absolutely. The past 2 weeks it's been so cold we've had to do inside recess, so we're pretty happy this week to see it be a little bit warmer where we're able to go out again.
And get out and get some fresh air. So let's talk about Counselors Week. You said you've got a lot of great things planned for this whole week, and you've done quite a few things already. So let's talk about those for just a moment, maybe shine a spotlight on the counselors up there at Castle Heights.
Absolutely. So this is the National School Counseling Week, and we are so fortunate to have Amanda Ori at our school full-time. She does a phenomenal job. And this week, she's kind of focusing on career and technical education with lessons, and we have some fun things going on. So today, we're celebrating the high school, so we're wearing our Carbon High School Dino gear. On Wednesday, we're going to go ahead and wear our favorite college apparel. Thursday is Dream Big, and we'll be wearing our pajamas. And then on Friday is Future Friday, and it's dress up as what you want to be when you grow up. So we're really just trying to encourage the kids that they can truly be anything that they want to be.
And you said this is really all around preparedness. Even at elementary, you're getting kids ready to understand that, you know, yes, high school's great, but there's always something after high school, and you should really go after that. And is that really part of where this is all focused on this week?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. Taking responsibility, establishing those good study habits, and working hard, and you can achieve everything, anything you want.
All right, so once again, we talked about mid-year testing. You said those are done and out of the way. Pretty good results, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're pretty pleased with our mid-year results, and if we keep on tracking the way that we've been performing, I definitely see us meeting our end-of-the-year goals. So we're very optimistic and excited.
Oh, very good. And you know, we always talk, we have to talk at Castle Heights about the archery club, because every time I talk with anybody around the district, archery is just exploding here in our little area, and it's an amazing thing with all the kids that go out for it. And we have a lot of archery clubs at the schools that do pretty good, and Castle Heights is part of that, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, and we have to thank it all to Kyle Hansen for kind of spearheading this and getting it started, and he's just done such a wonderful job with these kids.
And so what are they up to now? You were saying that they've got something coming up in March, is that it?
We do, and just about 3 weeks, our team is headed up to Weber to participate in the Archery State Tournament, and it'll be held at the Weber County Archery Park.
And correct me if I'm wrong, as far as the elementary level and maybe even middle school, I'm not 100% sure, this is as far as they can go because of travel restrictions put on the grades, correct?
Well, that depends.
Okay.
It depends on how they place in the state. If they make it to the nationals and the nationals are held in state, then they would be able to participate in those as well.
Right. And I believe last year they had the nationals in the state of Utah. Is that correct?
I believe so. In fact, I think the Nationals are at the Mountain America Center in April.
Oh, so if they qualify, they would get to go as long as they're there in Sandy.
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Is there anything else going on up at Castle Heights that you wanted to let people know about before we get out of here?
Absolutely. So next week we do have our parent-teacher conferences on the 15th and 16th along with our book fair. So if parents haven't had a chance to call and schedule an appointment, we would love for them to reach out and do so.
All right. So everything always great going on up at Castle Heights Elementary. Principal Wendy Flucky, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. And we appreciate the moment that you had to give us an update on what's going on up there.
Oh, absolutely, Dave. Thank you.
Now, once again, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.